Welcome, everyone, to today's episode of Small Steps for Better Health. Small Steps for Better Health is a campaign where we are going through one small step every 2 weeks that we can take action on to improve our health. Today is small step number 16, which is spend time volunteering or join a community group. And this is really around improving our mental health. And so I'm joined today by Clark Hunt with our Behavioral Health Center. Clark, will you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, thanks for having me. My name is Clark. I'm one of the counselors at the Behavioral Health Center. And I do outpatient counseling and also work with our intensive outpatient program.
Great. Thank you so much for being here today. And I think I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Jeannie Alice Bruce, and I'm a social media specialist in the marketing department for North Mississippi Health Services. So research has really shown that a predictor of health and a long life and happiness is having strong relationships. And if you've been following along with Small Steps, we talked about this a bit back in Small Step number 4, where we talked about really actionable ways to start building that social network. So if you've been following along, you've already worked on this a bit, and so you've already made a difference in your life. But now, today, we want to focus on other ways, other things we can do to strengthen our social connections. So let's break it down and make it actionable and sustainable. Clark, can you give us some ideas of things we might could do that would help us continue to grow our social network, and then specifically what volunteering or joining a group could do for us and our mental health?
Sure. Yeah, I think you, when you said being happier and healthier, that's really the goal. And so having good social connections and support helps us to be happier and healthier. So one way, I guess, to take a step in that is volunteering. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we think about the sense of belonging that we get from volunteering that's essential to who we are as people, and being around others that have a similar interest and feeling that kind of bonding and sense of belonging there. Mm-hmm. Also with volunteering, you know, you have a good sense of meaning and purpose from that.
Right.
That can really help us feel that sense of accomplishment that we need. Mm-hmm. And experience things like gratitude.
Yeah.
And all the benefits for our mental health that gratitude has. So in other ways, just behaviorally, you know, being more active and volunteering, mm-hmm. and actually keeps us moving. And just the positive emotions that come about when we do have those positive interactions with people we're volunteering with, or the people that we're serving when we are volunteering.
Volunteering is really a great thing because it checks a lot of the boxes for improving mm-hmm. your mental health. Mm-hmm. You know, we're really focused today on the way it can grow your social network. So you're meeting new people, you're making those friendships, but it also, to your point, helps you feel gratitude because you can see that other people are dealing with issues also. And so it gives you that sense of connection. And it, like we talked about in small step number 4, it helps you get outside of yourself a little bit and stop being so focused on your own problems and be able to help other people. And I mean, not to mention, you know, locally around North Mississippi, we have a ton of nonprofits for mm-hmm. any different cause that somebody might be passionate about. So there are lots of ways to get plugged in. And a lot of those nonprofits really depend on volunteers. So it's kind of a win-win.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll have people ask, like, how do you get plugged into something like that?
Right.
And Volunteer Northeast Mississippi is a good resource for seeing, you know, finding out where all those volunteer opportunities are. And, you know, like you said, it kind of helps us maintain perspective and deal with our own stress, and we can kind of put our own things into perspective when working with other people.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of connect with the others that we're volunteering with, and then also connect with the people that they're maybe to serve. So mm-hmm. Just really kind of building up community and connection.
Yeah, that's great. And the animal shelter is another great place people should look into for volunteering if they're animal lovers, because they can meet other people who also like animals like them, but also you know, spending time with a furry animal can also help your mental health sometimes too. So talk a little bit about some other things people might want to look into, you know, outside of just volunteering for a nonprofit. There are other groups and ways to get involved in your community.
Yeah, so you could always take a course of something that you're interested in. Mm-hmm. The local library may offer courses that you can be a part of, or mm-hmm. go kind of learning experiences, and or local community college or, mm-hmm. or college that you could take something you're interested in, and sporting events, music performances, going to a lecture or art event, maybe the local farmers market is a way of developing relationships. And I think that's the whole kind of reason behind volunteering or joining some group is mm-hmm. to develop healthy relationships so we do have a happier, more meaningful life.
Right. And, you know, this may be like me speaking from my personal experience, but when you're on, you know, Instagram or Facebook, it can look like everybody has these huge groups of friends that they spend tons of time with, and that's great, but that doesn't have to be the case for you to have healthy relationships. Mm-hmm. Just having a few close connections or several connections at various places can still really go a long way in improving your happiness, your health, your mental health. You know, you could also take it up a notch. There are social opportunities that improve other areas of health, so you can kind of check two boxes at once, right?
Yeah, other ways of improving just overall health and taking care of ourselves is exercise groups. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times gyms will offer those. So not only are you going and getting that physical activity, but you're also, there's the community aspect of it too. Right. And I think that's a lot of times why people get, you know, join those kind of mm-hmm. exercise groups, as well as healthy cooking classes or nutrition classes. Mm-hmm. And so getting to connect with people there while also learning how to eat healthier.
Yep, that's great. It's a good tip. I wouldn't be a good marketer if I didn't mention our NMMC wellness centers that mm-hmm. have great group classes that you could look into. And then also the volunteer program here at the hospital. Mm-hmm. We have a very robust volunteer program, and our volunteers are just absolutely integral to what we do here, and we so appreciate them. And so those are two opportunities right here within our North Mississippi Health Services family.
And I believe the Wellness Center also has the nutritional classes.
That's
and
right.
things like that that you can attend and learn from the dietitians there. Yeah.
So lots of places to get plugged in. So, you know, Clark, while I've got you, I feel like I should ask, because of what you do with counseling and the intensive outpatient program and then your outpatient counseling, when should someone, can you give us some warning signs or some symptoms, or when someone needs to go beyond some of these small steps we're talking about and when they need to reach out for professional help?
Yeah, so I would say one thing is if the way, so we're talking today about ways of being connected with other people mm-hmm. and using our social support, basically ways of coping.
Right.
So if our usual ways of coping are no longer working anymore, mm-hmm. or we're having a hard time implementing those,
right.
Then that could be a sign that you may need to reach out for professional help.
Okay.
If we've been, all of us sometimes get down sometimes mm-hmm. and our mood can fluctuate, but if we've been down for an extended period of time, mm-hmm. and so if we're experiencing some of those symptoms of anxiety or depression that are ongoing, mm-hmm. That might be another sign.
Okay.
If other people are noticing it in you, sometimes mm-hmm. we're not the best at being aware of that for ourselves. Mm-hmm. So if a doctor, your primary care doctor, mm-hmm. or someone in your family or a friend says, hey, you know, I think maybe it might be good to get some help, then that might be another kind of sign that might need to reach out to a counselor or psychiatrist.
Great. That's great. It's great advice. So anything else on this topic before we wrap it up?
I would just say that, you know, prioritizing your relationships and social network goes a long way in maintaining mm-hmm. good mental health. Mm-hmm. And so just continuing to take those steps to prioritize your mental health.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Clark, thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you to everyone who's listening. So as a reminder, Small Steps for Better Health, we roll out a new small step every 2 weeks. So look back here on the podcast or on our social media channels for a new small step. Focus the next 2 weeks on finding other ways to increase your social connections. Sign up for our e-newsletter where we have more tips and more encouragement and more education on these healthy living topics. And thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.